You know, this isn't really about Libya. It's about the people in the MLC center, the US. That's what this is about, and we shouldn't be divided on that. Of course, the Libyan people are right to rise up against a regime such as Gaddafi's. Of course, the peoples of the Middle East are right and inspirational in their actions against various dictators. But you know, we mustn't let the argument be swung around against the people in the Middle East. If Libya grew carrots, there would be no no-fly zone. Libya has oil. That's not the only reason. It's a strategic part of the world, and like it or not, it's independent, just as Iran, like it or not, is independent, and that is intolerable. And that is the reason that Libya is being attacked. Forget all this no-fly zone nonsense. I reported the no-fly zone over Iraq in the 1990s, and what it was about, as I saw on the ground, was marauding American jets blowing up shepherds and their families. That's a no-fly zone. A no-fly zone is a means of controlling a country. It allows the great power with the aircraft, it allows them to, as the British have done, the Americans probably, drop in their wretched special forces to help to create the mayhem and so on. The people on the ground opposing Gaddafi also, I have to say, have to realize that by enlisting the forces of the West, if that's what has happened, then it's a poison chalice. Because what will happen is a whole tier of English-speaking exile Libyans will take over in Libya, including one gentleman who's been living in Langley, Virginia, where the CIA is for the last 20-odd years. And Gaddafi's justice minister suddenly saw the light and believed in democracy. And the foreign minister, what a wonderful epiphany he had. Off he went to London to denounce the dreadful regime that he'd been serving dutifully for all these years. Nothing is to be gained by having the so-called West. I wish I could think of another word. Why do we have to call them the West? You know, there's another one. Mafia, or something like that. World politics are run on the basis of mafiosi. This attack on Libya was initiated by a French president who tried to stop the revolution in Tunisia by offering Ben Ali police forces and was unable to intervene in that revolution. This French president has demonstrated openly racist policies against the people of North Africa. And here he is recognizing people that he doesn't even know who they are, basically, but recognizing them without even the United Nations sending in any kind of representation to find out what the hell is going on, because they weren't interested. What the French want the British want, and what the US wants is Libya back again. They lost Libya in 1969 when it was a feudal kingdom. And love him, hate him, Gaddafi has produced a country that has got up their noses. He's been in bed with them for the last 10 years, I have to say. But the country is independent, and that's what this is about. It is also the West's reply to what is going on in the Middle East. It has been a massive distraction from all the uprisings in Yemen, in Bahrain, in Syria, and the continuing uprising in Egypt, and the responses to those. The West, the mafia, has already moved back into Egypt to try and kill that one off. It is trying to kill them, successfully so far, in Bahrain. In Yemen, their man can pretty well do as he wants. But Libya, they want Libya because it not only has oil, but to have a strategic foothold in that part of the world, just as they wanted a strategic foothold in Iraq. That is the aim of this. It is a completely rapacious adventure. It adds nothing to the freedom of people in Libya. There is no doubt there is a civil war going on in Libya. And once you get mixed up in a civil war, then you will kill people on both sides. And that's what's happening. That's what their horrible Hercules that they started to use in Vietnam, which fly low over urban areas and spray them with machine guns in the way that the old Spanish galleons used to sail by the ships of England and just spray them with everything. But they kill everybody on the ground. We don't know how many people have been killed by them because the reporting is very inadequate, to say the least. But it's a blood fest, and it should stop. What the West should do is, of course, as the last speaker said very eloquently, is absolutely nothing. Stay away from other countries of the world. Stay away from their resources. Stay away from their people. Let countries develop in their own way. Let the Libyan people deal with Gaddafi. But get the French planes, the British planes, and that tsunami of cynicism that washes all the way from London and Paris and Washington over yet another part of the world. In Australia, most people do not understand that more than a million people died as a direct result of the invasion of Iraq. That's what happens when the mafiosi target your country. So freedom in Libya, most certainly, but it must be won by Libyans and not by pirates.